With our continuing coverage of Iowa high school athletics, we're joined now by Pinellas Christian defensive specialist for the basketball team here, Bryn Runner. Setter for the volleyball team this last fall, but taking over the role of defensive specialist here against Montezuma. Bryn, starting off, going into the game plan, Vivian Cook was kind of the girl that we expected to be the top returning scorer for this squad. What was kind of the game plan going in to try to limit the ways that she could get to the basket or just find ways to score?
Yeah, this year we knew she would try to create a lot more shots for her teammates and herself, and she shoots a three really well, but she also can drive. So we were just kind of making sure that my closeout was good so that she wouldn't get too many threes off, but also making sure to defend the drive.
And looking at this, Montezuma, a team that features some nice length, some nice athleticism as well, they can present some issues there defensively, right? Because as we saw tonight, they have multiple girls that can score the basketball as well. But being able to kind of take out one or two of those as well on the defensive end, how important was that for this team to really provide that strong defensive effort and kind of power some of the offense as well?
Yeah, definitely. It was super important. We were making sure to just limit their attempts at three-pointers because we know that they can shoot the three ball well. And then also they have one girl who is really good in the post, so we were just making sure that our posts were getting offensive and defensive rebounds. We still use the saying from last year, big feet eat. big dogs eat. And, we're still using that, and they definitely did that in this game today.
And it was a really solid defensive effort, like we talked about there. On the offensive end, though, that's not necessarily the thing that the team has asked you to do, but you came up with one of the biggest possessions there in that fourth quarter on the offensive end, and you stayed aggressive, right? A couple of shot attempts early in the game that didn't go your way, but you stayed aggressive, stayed attacking the offensive glass as well, and came up with a big bucket there late and really kind of found a way to help out there on the offensive end beyond just putting your name in the scorebook there. As you kind of developed into that role, what's kind of been your mindset going into that role of trying to kind of help the offense as a whole rather than trying to pad your individual stats there?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, I know I'm not one of our top like shooters or anything, but it's really important to help out our guards like Jessa because she can't be doing everything for us. So it's important if I can just create shots for her or even for myself sometimes.
And looking at this team too, it's been very solid team effort basketball here early in the season. It's not necessarily been just one girl doing this, one girl doing that. It's been collectively all five girls working together, playing their roles really well throughout the season. What's that been like here throughout this season, just kind of developing those roles under a new head coach as well?
Yeah, definitely. We lost Faith last year. She was playing a big role for our team. But obviously, we have a really good junior class, and a lot of us were able to step up this year into new roles. And we are just making sure that we're really leaning into our role this year so that we're all playing a part in our offense and defense.
And again, we're talking to Bryn Runner, a junior for the Pinellas Christian girls basketball team. And we talk about this game in particular, that third quarter, it felt like that was kind of a wait listed for this team, right? Against PCM, offense in the second half was a little bit more of a struggle for this team. Just 10 points there in the second half at PCM. Tonight, just 16 points alone in the third quarter, not to mention the fourth quarter as well, over 30 points in the second half as well. What do you feel like was kind of the difference in your guys' approach on the offensive end of the floor that kind of allowed for some more of that success to come more naturally tonight?
Yeah, well, first off, we just got really tired at PCM. I think we kind of gave up mentally and physically, and that's why we didn't play as well in the second half. So this game, we were really focusing on finishing and making sure that we're taking it slow and making sure that we're doing things right so that we can create shots for our shooters.
And looking forward to it at this matchup as well. This was a really solid effort and one that you guys can build on moving forward. What's kind of the thing that Coach Mum was talking about in the locker room and using this as a big motivational boost going into the games following Thanksgiving break here?
Yeah, this team is ranked in 1A, and they're really scrappy, so we played really well. We played with a lot of heart today, and that's just really uplifting for us, knowing that we can beat good teams, and we will do this in the future too.
And as you mentioned it, now out of the break, you guys don't get much rest out of the break there. It's going to be a couple of quick turnarounds there. Eddieville, Blakesburg, Fremont. You're going to have Oskaloosa in there as well. What's kind of the thing that you feel like is going to be key in those games, knowing that, you know, those are teams that graduate a lot of girls and trying to continue to build on a really strong start to the year here with this Montezuma win?
Yeah, we just need to remember to just play our game, focus on what we can do, and yeah, just like I said, slowing down our offense to make sure we're not turning the ball over in silly ways, so yeah.
Brynn, appreciate the time. Congratulations on a big win here against Montezuma and a really, really strong defensive effort against the Bravettes here, and looking forward to seeing how the defensive efforts continue going down throughout the rest of the season.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That was Brynn. Once again, that was Brynn Runner, junior for the Pendleton Christian girls basketball team, joined by Jessica DeVries there at the end.